No guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Kia ora, Justine. How are you today?
Kia ora, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you. Feeling refreshed after a nice long weekend, but straight back into some union chat. So,
always.
What have we got here, Zoe? What's the first one?
Okay, this person has said, I'm signed up to a union, but I'm not sure if other people at my work are. I'm kind of new, so I haven't sussed the vibe yet. I'll ask eventually. If I'm the only one signed up to a union, is that still better than no one being signed up? If I have an issue at work, will my union be able to help me, or can they only do that if more than one person is signed up to the same union? I know my friend was in this situation and there wasn't much the union could do when she had some issues.
Very good question. So I would say the answer is that it kind of depends on how big the issue is. So if it's an individual issue, unions do offer support to union members on that basis. So say, you know, you're called in because your boss you're being unfairly targeted in some way, or it's just an individual issue, the union will absolutely support you through that. And the organizer, you know, is often assigned to you and, you know, will go to meetings with you, help you write responses to your employer, even take a personal grievance. If there is, you know, if there really has been an unjust situation and you've been disadvantaged in your employment. So I do think it's definitely worthwhile. I kind of see it as like kind of insurance. You know, there's two kinds of unionism. One is the collective, you know, power we have together in union. And the other side is that if something goes wrong, you have like insurance that like someone who's trained is going to come and assist you and help you and be an advocate for you. And I think that's worthwhile. So I can't speak for your friend. But, you know, it just depends on the issue, because if there's a work-wide issue, that might be a little bit more difficult and tricky, but if it's not a unionised workplace.
Yeah.
But certainly an individual issue, we support members, yeah.
Okay, that's good to know. We've had a text from someone that wants to know, what happens if a union member refuses to strike?
Well, it's called being a scab. And we don't like that. So sometimes when we go on strike, we have this giant inflatable rat that we put up. So keep a watch out. Especially the fast food unions, they do have an inflatable rat. And it's sort of just a visual kind of reminder not to be a scab. So unions are democracies, right?
Yes.
So if the majority votes to strike, you need to abide by that decision. It's not just about you, because we do have some people in strike situations who are like, well, I actually feel like going on strike. No, that's not really how it works.
Yeah.
You know, with all for one and one for all kind of, you know, we are in this together and we become like a collective unit. And so you do have to abide by that democratic decision. You know, there are people who will be like, I can't afford to strike, but that's where we have strike funds and we try to support people as much as we can. So, yeah, that's called being a scab.
So let's try not to do that.
Don't be a scab. Don't be a scab is, the advice.
Good advice. Very good advice. What else have we got here, Zoe?
This person says, when I worked hospo, I was harassed by customers heaps and my boss didn't do much about it. Are there any firm procedures that hospitality places are required to have to deal with situations like this? I'm curious to know if the whole system is bad or if I just had a particularly crappy boss.
I think it's both. I think, you know, it's definitely something that happens commonly and it's unacceptable, but it, you know, it's a testament to like the way that we treat hospitality workers, I think, generally,
yep,
in the broader society. But definitely, like, your employer actually has a legal obligation to keep you safe and failed to do that in this case. The employer has a right to refuse service to anyone on any basis. They just have that right. And I would say that if someone is harassing their employees, then that is a perfect time to exercise that right. So your employer definitely, has a responsibility. You know, and I think, like, the way that hospitality workers are treated just really shows how desperately we need to be organized in that sector, because you know, it's just disgusting, really. And yeah, it's awful to think that you were harassed so many times and your boss just didn't do anything.
Totally.
And I just want workers to have enough power and a voice in the workplace that would never happen, that a boss would be really scared to not act when something like this happens. You know
totally,
what I mean?
Totally. And I mean, I think we've all had friends who've worked in hospo ourselves who've had something like this happen, and the difference it makes for your mental health, your like well-being at work when your boss just like sorts it out is so amazing. You know, I think we all know someone who's had the good and the bad handling of that situation, and the way it changes your vibe is really unreal. We've got one more here, Justine, from someone who says, "Hey Justine, my boss texts me often in the evenings and on my days off to get me to do a quick email or forward some admin. I know it's not okay, but I don't really know how to stand up to him about it. When I've said no in the past, he's been like, it'll only take a minute."
Well, firstly, well done on saying no in the past, okay? Because, like, I know it's hard, so firstly, that's that. Your boss is, like, kind of intentionally blurring your boundaries and taking up your time in non-work hours, so firstly, like, really not cool. I would... So, you know, like, this is a big issue, right? This is definitely a big issue in the age of, like, email technology. And that's why in places like France they've actually passed laws that give you the right to disconnect. So when you leave work, if your boss emails you or calls you, you have a legal right to say absolutely not, I'm literally off the clock, you know. And I'd love to see something like that in Aotearoa, because I think it's like sort of the new frontier, right? Like, it's really important to have we don't like you workers fought and died for an 8-hour day. Fought and died to be able to have that free time. So, yeah, this is another issue that I think unions also could, you know, this is something that we can negotiate into a contract. So, you know, if we are, if you were in a unionized workplace and your a new contract was coming up, I would want that as a claim, like actually the right to disconnect in your contract. In terms of your individual situation, I would literally just make up like crazy excuses. Like, oh no, sorry, I'm actually just I'm at a funeral or something, or I'm in Pilates right now, I couldn't possibly, you know, just
texting
every time
you from the yoga mat.
Yeah, sorry, you know, or not even answer actually. But again, I always the advice is, like, I always would say, talk to your coworkers and see if maybe you can, like, come up with a patch, because collective action is,
much better. Yeah, totally. Before we let you go, have you been following the rail workers' strike over in the UK? I presume you've been...
Have I?
Watching compilation videos of Mick Lynch,
Oh, my gosh, my hero, my king, my comrade, my captain. I love the guy. He's a hero. He's amazing.
He's an amazing communicator. He is incredible.
Well, it just shows you, like, what is possible when you don't, you know, you're not scared of, like, their bullshit spin. Like,
totally.
Like, you know what you're talking about and you can answer. Nah, he's awesome and inspiration, honestly.
Excellent. Everyone should go watch Mick Lynch videos today. It will make your morning. Thank you so much, Justine. Have a great day and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good. Cheers, Rachel.
Yeah, take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.